You're listening to SBS News.
In 2020, when the coronavirus pandemic took hold in Australia, the federal government supplied what was in effect free childcare as part of a package to help families during the health crisis. Now policy analysts at the Australia Institute are questioning why this support ended prematurely because of the potential wider economic gains. The author of the Economic Benefits of High-Quality Universal Early Childhood Education Report is Matt Grudenoff.
We sometimes take for granted the fact that school-aged children are able to go to school and learn, and that allows parents to participate in the workforce. And we need to extend that down to children under five, to those in preschool. And by getting high-quality childcare at low cost, we're able to do that.
The results show Australia's economy is being held back, while female workforce participation is below potential compared to male workers and women in other industrialised countries. The study suggests that if funding for early childhood matched Nordic countries, then more than 290,000 new jobs could be generated. Mr. Grudenoff says the benefits not only apply to cost of living pressures, but the entire economy, which could be $132 billion better off each year.
At the moment, our government, looking around other OECD First Nation economies, our government pays very little, and the private contributions, those of parents, is actually quite large. And we basically need to increase government contributions and reduce private contributions to childcare.
In March, the federal government revealed it was bringing forward an increased subsidy to reduce out-of-pocket expenses for families. At the time, the government said it was committed to supporting parents to engage in work and ensuring carers, particularly women, have choices. The United Workers Union's Helen Gibbons says Labor has valued early education in the past and it is waiting to see how the Morrison government might approach fees.
We're seeing centres that are budgeting for 65 cents a day for a child's food for the day. We're seeing educators paid appalling wages, casualised with no job security. We're seeing a high rate of safety concerns and regulatory concerns. We've got a system of early education in this country that has put profits before children.
She says the federal government withdrew funding for early education quickly because she believes it saw how popular the service was when basically free. But Ms. Gibbons says a well-supported workforce within the sector would address high staff turnover.
Investments into early education pay back. They pay back in terms of children, they pay back in terms of the economy, they particularly pay back for women. And it should be something that we're focused on. How do we invest in early education to really deliver for everybody?
The findings also show how expensive or inadequate services can deter families from enrolling children into care and hinder women's participation in employment. Early Childhood Australia's Chief Executive Samantha Page says there is growing consensus from economists about the returns from investment.
The earlier you can intervene and help children to address those difficulties that they're experiencing, set them up for the transition to school, the better for the child, but also it eases the burden on the school system and it saves money in the long term.
She says there are strong regulation and foundations for high-quality care delivery, but workforce shortages and staff underpayment need addressing. In a statement, the Acting Minister for Youth says the Coalition always backs family choice and it is reducing the cost of childcare for parents from low or middle-income homes. The Federal Opposition was also contacted for comment. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.